Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
It's TNR.
Heard you like to party.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Funny, you should ask.
Absolutely correct. Both of you.
Where every question gets a funny answer.
Iguanas can only reproduce 1 month out of the year.
That's because they suffer from erectile dysfunction.
See what I did? With the reptile.
Funny You Should Ask is a half-hour television series that puts the funny back into the game show.
What is this from? This is not the right bet.
It doesn't
matter. It kind of speaks to... I thought it was a good choice. All right, if you could please pot that down a little bit, Tracy.
All right, Funny You Should Ask is a television show featuring people that I wonder why they're doing it. Like, Howie Mandel has a private plane. Like, I know for a fact he does. Like, why is he doing this?
It's probably a weekend or one day, and they film
it's definitely
like,
one day.
And it's probably an easy payday.
Yeah, and someone else writes your jokes.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So what the deal is that it's ostensibly a game show, but what they do is that you give them like a little zany answer before you get down to it. Louis Anderson is on. Sarge, I'm going to help you with this. Louis Anderson is like you in high school.
Yeah.
Morbidly obese. So a lot of his stuff is, do you want to stay at my house? You're a young comic.
You watch the Family Feud?
No, a lot of his stuff is self-deprecating about his weight. Howie Mandel is usually a play on words. Who else is George Wallace on this thing?
No, but we have Jack Kay today, so sexy.
Jack Kay. Jack Kay is going to be risque.
Yeah.
Jack Kay's still alive.
John Lovitz gets Randy.
Lovitz.
Does Lovitz have a certain thing that he does?
He usually gets a little randy. He'll make like erectile dysfunction jokes.
Okay, all right. By the way, John Lovitz, perhaps legitimately out of stars, the worst stand-up comedian I've ever seen. And that's all. And the only reason I ever saw it is because Norm Macdonald constantly makes fun of how bad his stand-up is. he just started doing it, and he's like 50. He's like 55 years old.
Oh, jeez,
not good. And he gets to play like decent rooms because he's John Lovitz, and it's atrocious. All right, so let's not waste any more time. So what will happen is he will play, Mike Lockhart will play the question. He will tell us who the comedian is who's answering it, and then you are going to guess what witty repartee they have. All right, Sarge?
Okay.
I'm looking at you. Haggerty, you can play as well, but this is more about Sarge.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
It is illegal for a driver to hold a mobile phone while driving over in Germany.
All right, and this is Howie Mandel.
Okay, Howie Mandel. It is illegal to a driver to hold a mobile phone when in Germany.
I got no idea.
You're so good at radio.
I'm trying to think here. Let's see here. Howie Mandel, Germany.
These are all things, yes.
Driving, while driving.
I don't know.
That's right up there with the Adolfo joke.
Oh my gosh. Just play it. Just
go
play
ahead.
It is illegal for a driver to hold a mobile phone while driving over in Germany. That's Hans-free.
Hans-free.
All right.
I was going to say Farfignugan, so I thought we might get that.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand the whole concept.
Yeah, right. Okay, right. Right. Okay. You didn't understand it. That's right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Let Haggs do the first one.
Lockhart, you might be getting your own Marconi for that. All right. Okay, so...
I think Sarge is properly rattled at this point, Freddie.
Let's hear that. I'm not even going to try it. Let's play it.
All right, this is going to be Louis Anderson's question. Okay, let's go with the question here.
Okay. What do you call a large group of eggs found in a nest?
So Louie.
Breakfast.
Haggerty's stop.
I was about to say scrambled eggs.
It's going to be breakfast, but I mean, or a snack, but come on.
What?
Let Sarge go first.
Oh, I was going to say scrambled eggs.
I thought he said he wanted me to go first.
No, I don't want you. He said you wanted to go.
Yeah.
No, I said let Hags if
that's
you want.
What no,
said,
you go Fred. First.
All right, scrambled eggs.
What do you call a large group of eggs found in a nest?
A grand slam breakfast.
Not bad.
Like they all.
Bad, he likes it.
He likes that.
That's not bad.
He didn't want to seem lazy, so he put Grand Slam ahead of it. All right. So now the bit is that we're going to play it, and Sarge is going to guess the joke.
Yeah.
All right. And then Haggerty, feel free to chime in.
I'm done. I'm sitting out the rest of this one.
Hags will be my lifeline.
You don't get why it's funnier if he answers it first?
I don't know. I didn't know. I have no idea. Go ahead, Sarge.
The first answer he had was just random.
He literally asked me to answer first on that one, Fred.
He's not the host
of
the show.
Go ahead.
All right. Let Sarge go first.
Okay, let's go to Jack Hay.
Avocados are believed to have aphrodisiac qualities.
Oh boy. I don't know. aphrodisiac qualities?
Yep.
Lifeline Hags?
No.
I don't know.
I'm out.
Avocados?
Yep.
I don't know.
No. Guess a joke. It can be completely wrong.
Are you talking about an afro like on your head? Is that what you mean? Is
aphrodisiac.
That what
he's saying? Oh. Do you know what aphrodisiac means?
With avocado. No, pass. I don't know.
No, you can't pass. You have to guess something.
I don't know.
Sarge, just guess anything. What? Just guess, say anything. Say any combination of words. Like, I'm going to get going with some guacamole. Avocados make guacamole. Like, anything. Like, think of an avocado.
Yeah. Guacamole. Boom.
All right, here we go.
There you go. Guacamole.
Avocados are believed to have aphrodisiac qualities.
That a bowl of guacamole? Oh! Or you just happy to see me?
Sarge, you copied what I said.
But it worked. I won.
All you did was repeat. You didn't
win
anything.
Hit the bell, Mike. Hit the bell.
First of all, Haggerty's feelings.
Oh, you jabroni.
Haggerty's over here and his feelings are hurt.
I'm not. I'm
you're sulking. I didn't even. Out of all the stupid things I've said today, that offended you the most?
I'm not offended. I'm good.
All right.
All right. I will guess.
But
all right.
You just gave yourself credit for just repeating me.
But I said it, though. Go ahead.
All right. Let's try this again.
This is the most fun I've had in quite some time. This is making the whole week worthwhile.
Fred's going to stick around next year on the 4th of July.
Well, believe me, I might have to.
All right, let's go to Louis Anderson.
Albert Einstein is famous for saying, the hardest thing in the world to understand is what?
All right, what will Louis Anderson say?
Let's see here. Did he say, what was his code there? Is it EMC square? What the heck was that? What's a famous thing Einstein said? Something with his... Help me out here, Hags.
E equals MC squared?
Yeah, thank you. E equals MC squared. Boom.
That's the joke?
How'd you just come up with that off the top of your head, Haggerty? E equals MC squared. Yeah.
There you go. Boom.
He couldn't think of E equals... So the joke is, what is the hardest... this is the hardest thing to figure out.
Yep.
And the joke is E is the theory of relativity, is what he's going to say. It's not going to be like how to work my television or how to get the cable going or because it's not going to be anything revolving around a female. I can tell you that. All right. Well, let's hear what this is.
Albert Einstein is famous for saying the hardest thing in the world to understand is what?
The lady at the drive-thru.
It did involve a female. All right, that's a shocker. I'll take things that I didn't expect to happen.
Okay, should we go back to Howie Mandel
now,
here?
Hey, lady at the drive-thru, you know
what is this, like
comedians?
90s comedy, 90s stand-up comedy? Is that what it is?
What it is called interrupting me. But go ahead, let's play the next one.
Okay. Yes. A woman sued KFC, claiming her son got intoxicated off their Kentucky bourbon-infused barbecue sauce.
No, who's the comedian?
Howie Mandel.
Okay.
Having too many mashed potatoes.
Play the setup again.
Yes. A woman sued KFC, claiming her son got intoxicated off their Kentucky bourbon-infused barbecue sauce.
And then what did you say?
For having too many mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is that it?
You got it. I'm sure I did.
Hey, I'll play it.
Hang on. Something with finger licking.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yep, okay.
Totally.
Yes. A woman sued KFC, claiming her son got intoxicated off their Kentucky bourbon infused barbecue sauce.
Mm, the original or the extra tipsy?
Got to go extra crispy or finger licking there with KFC.
Yeah, I thought he was going to go like finger licking something. All right, we continue, though. How many more do we have?
We have two more.
Great. I want to do both.
Okay.
All right, let's let's have too many mashed potatoes.
Germany.
Hey, I had a car. I had guacamole.
Phone. You had guac. What do you do all day? I want to follow you. I want to do a documentary on you.
We'll talk.
It's like, I want to know what you do all day.
You know. I mean, after this, I'm going to go home. I'm going to take a nice nap. I'm thrown off from the morning hours. Go to the gym later. Maybe play some golf. Although it's going to rain today, though. I think later, yeah. So no golf.
Maybe watch a movie?
Sorry? Yeah, tonight. That'll be a night thing to do.
There you go. What are you going to watch tonight?
I don't know.
You got a date?
Not tonight, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's a solitary life for the Sarge. All right, here we go.
All right, let's go to Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows.
Yep. Who's actually somewhat humorous, but all right, here we go to Tim Meadows.
When male lions take over a pride, they typically kill the mother's young cubs.
Okay.
Can you play that one more time?
When male lions take over a pride, they typically kill the mother's young cubs.
I don't know. I don't know. When male lions take over pride, they kill the cubs. Hags?
No.
Hags?
No. Not answering.
Yeah, I. Throw me a softball, Hags.
No. Just, again, say anything.
I don't know. Give me one more.
No.
Play one more time.
Okay, but we can play that one more time.
When male lions take over a pride, they typically kill the mother's young cubs.
I feel like someone yelled gerbil.
Yeah, I thought I heard that too.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand the concept of the joke.
Okay, so no, but there's no joke. It's a setup, and then he would turn that into some light humor.
Yeah, I can't find the humor in that. It's just a stupid thing.
Okay, fine, but just say, it's the whole point of the game. So just think of anything, any combination of words.
What do you think, Hags?
No.
Don't look at me.
Any combination of words.
Good thing I know you got my back in a fight.
Just any combination of words.
I can't think of anything. I don't know.
Of course you don't know, because even if you're remotely in the ballpark, it's a win.
All right. How about...
Free associate Cubs.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear that?
When I hear Cubs, Chicago.
All right, so it's going to be a baseball joke.
So the Detroit Lions and the Cubs, something with sports.
Okay.
When male lions take over a pride, they typically kill the mother's young cubs.
Ugh, worst stepdad ever.
Ugh, terrible joke.
Yeah, that's the whole show. It's just full of terrible jokes.
That's why we do the game.
Yeah, so that's the first thing that came to my mind, all right?
The cubs. Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
At least it was something.
Sure.
All right, one last one.
I would have gone Lion King there if I were Tim Meadows.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I'll hit another part.
Yeah, it's a little specific. All right, so here we go. All right, let's go to who's our final?
Final one is John Lovitz.
All right, John Lovitz, one of the least funny human beings in the history of the planet. All right, here we go.
True or false to you, according to the Encyclopedia of American Folklore, the left rear foot is the luckiest rabbit's foot.
So it can kick you in the ass.
Okay. Well, finally, answer.
You wanted it, you got it.
It's going to be not for the rabbit, is going to be what the joke is. But not bad, Sarge, you're getting there.
Thanks, Freddie.
True or false to you, according to the Encyclopedia of American Folklore, the left rear foot is the luckiest rabbit's foot.
Not for the rabbit.
Yeah.
That was a layup. That is not trying. That is,
that's what the name of the show should be.
At least the Meadows thing was worst stepdad ever. Yeah. Like, just like... My daughter could have told that joke. She could have thought of it off the top of my head.
Those are some bad comedians.
Unlike you, Sarge, you knocked it out of the park.
Thank you, Frank.
I got to tell you, I enjoyed that very much. Thank you, Mike Lockhart, for the idea. Mike Lockhart had a feeling that might happen. And now we know for a fact that it did. Sarge was very fat in high school, but now is not.
Yep.
Going to the gym today is what he's going to do. All right. Here is Boomer.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Hey, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Brandon, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Sarge. I just wanted to apologize. Yesterday I had called in, and I think it took a wrong turn, and I wanted to apologize. I did say that you suck, and you being on the show this week, I'd say, you know, 90% wasn't bad. There was just, like, 10% where you would say something, and everyone would just pause, and there would be like 3 seconds of silence, and sometimes Fred would snicker. It was kind of funny, but I did want to call and apologize because you've taken a lot of flack this week.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate that. That's nice of you, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Right, thank you, Brandon.
It's a very warm, feel-good conversation. Sarge, do you have any theories as to where all this is coming from?
Oh, Fred instigated it the other day, and then everyone's just piggybacking on it. That's all.
What did I do?
Fred stirred it up.
Well, on Monday, he said, well, if you have a little thing to rip on Sarge, call, and we get a couple of calls. I'm just all piggyback. That's all it is. So okay. It's fine. So I went to the Toucher School of Toughness.
So Fred taught me how to. Fred was like the Brad Marchand type instigator, agitator.
Yes,
of this whole
silently.
Situation.
Silently, but
you stirred up the hornet's nest for Sarge, Fred.
That was nice of Brandon.
Sure.
that was nice of Brandon.
How dare you?
Classy.
I thought he was going to cut you at the end of it, but he chose not to. All right, here's the deal, is that Marcus Smart is a restricted free agent, and he is, according to a source, he is hurt and disgusted by the lack of action that is going on. Dante Exum signed a 3-year, $33 million contract with Utah. By the way, I'm getting this information from the Boston Herald. And Marcus is most hurt by getting no communication with Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge, they reached out. He didn't want to comment on it. And to that, I would say, Marcus Smart, what did you think was going to happen? They're going to give you a qualifying offer. You're going to play for a year, and then you're going to be a free agent. And then you'll get paid. And so learn how to shoot. Take the offseason and learn how to shoot. Get your qualifying offer. Play for the $6 million, and then next year you'll be an unrestricted free agent, and you can go about and find the deal that you want. What did he think was going to happen? It doesn't make any sense. Why, if I'm the Celtics, why am I signing him now? I mean, I'd extend him the qualifying offer. I have no reason. There's not a huge market for him right now. What is it, Sacramento is the most interested? And they're loaded with guards. For some reason, they want him. So at this point, I'm not doing anything if I'm the Celtics.
Yeah, but he thinks, as a lot of players do, that the team's going to roll out the red carpet for him and show them how much they love them and appreciate them, and he's not in a position to get that right now.
But he should have an agent that sits down with him and tells him,
"Yeah,
all right, here's
you're not there yet."
No, it has nothing to do with you.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. He's right. Not there yet because he's an RFA. He's not there yet.
Right, and just say, play the 1 year under the qualifying offer, and then we're going to chase big money after that. I mean, he should have someone who tells him, just for his own sanity, to tell him that there's a reason this is happening.
And he was so quick to go to it right after Game 7. He was like,
yeah,
I want my money. Right after the loss there to the Cavs. But I'm with you, Fred. You know, play it out this year and then test the market next year, whatever you can get, because it's been awfully quiet with him. No movement. They said that the report came out about 3 weeks ago with the three teams that were interested. It was Indiana, Chicago, and I think Phoenix.
Oh, I thought it was Sacramento. Okay.
Yeah, those three all were interested. They expressed interest.
Right.
But if they've been this quiet for 2 weeks, nothing is happening.
No. No. And so there are flaws in his game.
Yeah.
And so say I'm Indiana and I want to sign him. Why do I extend an offer now while he's a restricted free agent? Why don't I wait a year and see how he improves?
Right.
I mean, see if he can start hitting threes with any kind of consistency.
Well, and see if he can go a whole season without punching a picture frame and getting yourself hurt for a while and all that stuff, too.
Yeah, like, I'm not rushing out to get Marcus Smart right now.
No.
Do you know what he said he was worth? Remember what he said?
Was he $14
million? 12 to $14
million. Yeah, he's not going to get that.
That is not going to happen.
No.
No way.
No, that's not going to happen. He's going to play for $6 million.
Exactly.
And he'll have to live with it.
Exactly.
And he'll be highly motivated to try to get it next year. So take advantage of it.
And there was talk, too, about a potential sign and trade with the Mavericks, but that never came about. But if they do express interest in that, I'd explore the opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm Dallas, why I do that. Why jump on it right now?
They were talking about it, but again, it's been quiet for a good 3 weeks, so nothing's happening.
I mean, it's been quiet enough that he's expressing, he's leaking this stuff out.
It feels a little strong, the words he was using, too. Insulted by the whole thing? He's disgusted? Is that what he said?
Right. So, yeah, he had someone...
That's a little much.
Someone send it out to the media that he's disgusted by it.
Yeah, that's 100% his agent.
And Danny Ainge isn't going to talk to you.
No.
He's not going to... That's not the way the business works. Rob, go ahead.
Marcus Smart is a pit bull for the Celtics, and they got to pay the man. They have to pay him. But, you know, Taj, you remind me of Matthew McConaughey and his character, failure to launch.
I can't hear this guy.
The charm, potential, eventual success. But, you know, you remind me of him.
All right, you're breaking up.
I can't hear this guy.
Get a better phone, buddy.
Yeah, he had a good point with Smart, and then he just went to...
Well, I was very curious as to what Sarge's connection was to Matthew McConaughey. I was willing to walk down that road with the guy, but his phone didn't work.
Yeah. Thank you, Higgs.
Maybe with his weight loss, it's like that Dallas Buyers Club.
Jesus.
No, how McConaughey got thin for the role.
He did.
Yeah.
Because the guy was sick.
Well, the guy he was playing, he got thin for that particular role.
Correct.
Right. Just like Sarge. Jesus, your people's brains go to terrible places. Saying that he lost the weight for the role.
Yeah.
Sarge lost the weight. He was very fat in high school. He put it up on Twitter himself.
Yep. Your request.
Just like Matt Damon in the Meg Ryan movie there. I forget what the name of that one was. He lost a ton of weight for that movie, too.
Hey, I bought a zoo?
No, it wasn't downsized either, no.
Okay. I wonder who thought
what a crap movie that was. Did you actually watch that? Oh, that was a garbage movie.
No, because who greenlit this name?
Eesh.
Hey, we bought a zoo. It's fun.
I think it was Cameron Crowe, though. Like, you expected it might be a decent movie.
He sometimes pees on his shoes. John, yes. I think he did the Hawaii military one, too.
That was Courage Under Fire.
Yeah.
John, go ahead.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So I actually called earlier and made fun of Sarge as well, and just hearing that other guy call in inspired me to call in, and I just want to let you know I stand by everything I said earlier.
Thanks for wasting your time.
No, I just want to let you know I meant all of it. I didn't want you to think that the whole population was apologizing.
Nice,
I was just
man.
Speaking for himself.
Hey, buddy, you're never going to get any Saugus wings with Sarge and Andy Wong at Kowloon that way.
Now, when Andy Wong reached out to you, Sarge, what did he have to say?
You know, he's very cool. He was like, yeah, I just saw that, you were taking some flack, and he was like, don't listen to the haters. People are just jealous, and, don't go to their level. And I'm like, yeah, Andy, it's fine. And it was very nice. It was a very encouraging phone call because Andy's a dear friend of mine. But, yeah, he was very just being a friend, a loyal guy.
And he invited you over for some Saugus wings.
The invite's always open. Any day that ends in a Y.
That's it.
All right, so did he say, like, why don't you come by the restaurant this weekend?
I think he knows I'll probably be there on Monday because Raw is at the Garden.
Now, will any of the wrestlers come into Kowloon?
Well, yeah, I think that's the plan.
Afterwards?
Yeah. And then SmackDown's in New Hampshire on Tuesday, and then Wednesday is wrestling night at Fenway.
Wow.
Bird may be walking someone out to the around the concourse at security.
Now, so you're saying after Raw, like, the wrestlers will go to Kowloon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Will you hang out with them?
Not, like, they have their own little room, but...
You got to be allowed in there.
Yeah, right outside.
You pop in and say hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, Sarge, how are you?
Maybe take a picture, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So they know you?
A couple of them, yeah.
Who do you know?
Well, Jimmy and I, we usually go together, and there's a few that, well, one really knows Jimmy well, Matt Hardy, of the Hardy Boys. We know Gallows
Nancy
and Anderson.
Drew.
Yep. This is the Raw crew now.
Okay.
So we know Gallows and Anderson pretty well, Dolph Ziggler a little bit. Here's some of the pictures there. That's a couple of years ago, but that was the night of the Raw SmackDown draft.
There was an attractive
There's
ladies.
The Miz. The Miz in the far right. Yeah, Charlotte Flair.
Oh, the Miz, yes.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, Miz.
Know him.
Dana Brooke.
MTV.
It said the racist stuff on the real on the real world.
That's yes, right. he did. Yeah. Back in the day.
He's from Cleveland.
Natty, we know Natty pretty well. Titus O'Neil, we know him.
All right.
So
are these women all married to or dating wrestlers?
Let's see here.
What about Becky Lynch, who flirted with
Becky
me so
Lynch
openly?
She is now single, Fred.
She flirted with me so openly.
She did.
Even my wife
She loved
it.
Looking at you, Fred.
Even my wife saw it.
Dude, her eyes were on fire.
Yeah, she bit her lip.
Oh, there's Mike and Maria Kanellis, who were in studio last year here. The day you were out.
I was out, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Mike and Maria just had a baby. Mike's on the far left. Maria's right there. Was in Playboy at one point.
Did they ever invite you in for when they're eating in the private room or whatever? Yeah, like sit down, have a drink, whatever?
Have a shot or something?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So you'll get wasted at Raw?
No. You gotta drive. I gotta be responsible.
Well, you could take a car.
Yeah, I could, yeah. I'll do the Freddie.
You could do anything you want, really.
Do the Freddie T route. Get that in the contract.
Here's Becky Lynch right here.
You tell me
that this is not flirtatious.
That was April of 2017.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's about as home run flirtation as you can
Look
get.
At that. Biting her lip there, too,
When you
Fred.
Bite your lip.
You were having a pretty good day that day, too, Freddie T, I'm going to say.
Well, I was looking good.
You're looking Garoppolo-esque right there.
She's a beautiful lady.
You like Becky Lynch,
Oh,
huh?
Love her. Love her. Huge fan. Huge crush on her.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Were you here when she was here?
Yeah, remember I came in, she signed my belt, and she reposted the photo on her Instagram account. I got, 3,000 followers because of her.
Really?
Did it crush you when she was flirting with Freddie T?
No.
No?
Because she had her eyes on me.
I don't know about that. That doesn't look like she's got her eyes on you there.
Well, I wasn't in the studio for that.
Okay.
Were you aroused when she was here?
Well, you know, she's a good looking girl. Irish, too. That accent, Fred, melts me.
Okay. It's 9:34.
We're on the home stretch.
Almost there, Fred.
It's been 4 days. It's just solid Sarge.
I think we've had a good bonding experience.
I'll tell you what we have.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I've worked with Fred before, one or two days straight.
Yeah.
But this is four.
The first time you guys have worked this much together?
Me, Fred, and Tracy are the only consistent ones that have been here this week. We've had people in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, well, there's full phone lines for some reason, so we might as well take them.
I think they want to chime in and let Sarge know what's going on.
I mean, he's a celebrity. I mean, obviously, he's generating a lot of heat. We generally don't get phone calls.
Just make it clever, right, Fred? Is that what we're asking for?
I'm not taking anything that says they're making fun of Sarge.
Okay.
I said at the beginning, I don't want to turn the show into making fun of Sarge.
The Sarge celebrity roast? We're not doing that?
No. I mean,
had that with a dating game.
That was uncomfortable.
That really was uncomfortable.
Yeah, you didn't shine the greatest light on yourself there.
Yeah.
All right, here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Christian Arcan. He's got the notorious B.I.G. shirt on. We have Mark Bertrand, who is one of the stalwarts, one of the people, the regulars here that have put in the time this week.
Yeah, not like you have, Freddie. I've been here every day. Every day.
Want to thank Sarge. I know you're feeling not great about yourself.
I'm feeling great.
Sarge, you powered through. Props to you.
No, you guys are great. Had a fun week with you. And
I like how angry Sarge gets.
You took it like a trooper today.
That call just to poke, just to mess with them. They're just trying to mess with you.
Oh, I know, I know.
It's to the point where I won't take them. Like, I'm not going to take phone calls anymore.
I do request, though, if you're going to do it when I'm here. Because that's a cheap shot when I'm not here.
He's even getting mad.
Why the hell would I take calls about you when you're not here?
I'll tell you what. We're going to take calls from 10 until 2 today on Sarge. Just on Sarge?
the entire show.
Blood's on your hands.
One or two of them were pretty funny. They were laughing out loud funny.
The audience
if they're good calls, they're good calls.
The audience was very funny today.
It's all good, baby.
That's right. It's all good.
We'll be taking those calls all day.
I know what your car looks like.
Oh, don't do that.
That's not nice.
What percentage of your show today will be involved with sports?
A decent amount.
Okay.
80 to 90%.
It was hit bad in about 100.
A lot of market, what did a lot you guys of market do today? Smart talk today about his being disgusted.
That was a good discussion.
Sarge played so the game that we have there, Funny You Should Ask.
Okay.
He totally got it right away.
Oh, that game show?
Yeah.
I think I saw the beginning of that when you guys were doing that today.
Yeah.
That's a great show.
That is a great show. And there's people doing it, and you're like, you have so much money. Why are you doing this? But Haggerty, you make a good point. It probably takes about, they probably tape 20 in a day.
Yeah.
But it's not every day.
No, you bang them all out just in one day, and then you're
no, but it's on every day. But you right. have, but you have to go in once a week and tape five shows.
Correct.
Yeah, but they're not writing their own material. All right, so you guys are gonna chat about sports. What are you gonna talk about
today? Kyrie Irving is our number one thing today.
Okay,
Kyrie Irving, and it seems like every time there's a report that Kyrie Irving is discussing the Knicks or discussing leaving, there's instantly a report about the Celtics being confident that they can re-sign Kyrie Irving. Why?
Mm.
Why? So that, among other things.
You have an answer for that question?
I'm asking them why. Why are you so confident?
Oh. Like you're not confident.
I don't know where that confidence comes from.
Gotcha. Right. It could be false confidence.
Yes.
False bravado.
Feels that way.
Do you think Marcus Smart is too confident to be saying he's disgusted?
We're going to get to Smart as well. Because now there's there's multiple conflicting reports that say two completely different things about his situation. And if he's going to compare himself to Dante Exum, I think that he's gonna get offered a contract that might be similar, maybe shorter. We'll see. A lot to get to here today.
And
the Bruins
are
doing.
We did talk Bruins for 15
minutes. Are doing absolutely nothing.
Yes,
and everyone else is getting better.
Yeah, but what, Vito? Would you want them to like try to join the arms race with Tampa and Toronto? I think it would be foolish to do that for them.
All right,
we'll
see how that looks next spring.
You know, do you want to trade Charlie McAvoy to try to get an Erik Karlsson?
No.
All right then.
No, I don't.
Then you don't want to do what the other teams are willing to do.
Tampa's, I don't want Karlsson anyway.
Tampa, no. I would not sign on for him for the cost and how much you're going to have to pay him for a guy that's going to be 30 and
he's
had
got foot problems.
Yeah,
and not something that's going to go away.
Yes, if his skating starts to go away, he's going to be severely diminished.
Yeah, no, it's not so much about they should have been in on Karlsson. It's that they have not gotten better at everybody else.
Being on somebody.
They've gotten marginally better, but they have not made a big splash like Toronto and Tampa did. There's no question about that.
But I think it's debatable if they got marginally better.
The goaltender is much better backup-wise. I think John Moore is going to work out pretty well with their coaching staff. I think they got marginally better. Not tremendously better, and certainly not anywhere close to the better that the Leafs and the Lightning are going to.
There's talk of the possibility of Halak just taking over. If there's a situation where Rask is struggling.
The door is ajar.
He's the first goalie that could legitimately take the job away from Tuukka for like a month, for 3 weeks or a month.
Yes.
Khudobin was never going to be able to do that.
No.
He started four games in a row. That was about the max of what he was going to be able to threaten Tuukka with. Like, Halak could take the job away from him, and that should motivate Tuukka to be much better.
There are some people that are very surprised that Halak was available at that price, considering the defense that was in front of him. Well, thank you to Tracy and Sarge, you feel good about yourself, my friend.
Yeah, feeling great.
You were super fat in high school, and now you're not.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, Sarge.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Thank you to Joe Haggerty and to Adam Jones.
It's all good, baby.
And Hardy.
And, oh, yeah, Hardy was here. That's right.
That's right. And I made a terrible mistake because now baseball's over, but yet I am in next week. And then you will not hear my voice for a very long time. I'm working essentially... starting the 13th, I am working essentially like six shows until the fall book.
Oh, wow.
But you're here next week, though.
I'm here next week.
Good.
Which was a mistake.
So then you'll be back in like September?
Why is that a mistake? I don't get why next week is a mistake.
Because if I knew my son's team was going to be eliminated, I would have gone away
sooner. Oh, got it.
Yeah. Oh, that baseball's
over. Yeah, I didn't know what the hell you were talking. I'm like, baseball's over? What?
This is...
Sorry. Now I know.
That's where my brain is, dude. It's just that's my life. Just going and sit and watch kids play baseball. I don't even know the major leagues exist. All right, you guys enjoy yourselves. Everyone have a great weekend. Thank you to everyone. Bye.